zela maro basia. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. The miracles have started. Some of you will have noticed that your body felt better. All right. If you had that experience, please wave to me. You noticed something changed in your body. God bless you. God bless you. Can we appreciate the Lord? Can we appreciate the Lord? Can we appreciate the Lord? Now get ready. This second service, we came with a bulldozer. If the door refuses to open, we will break it down. I said if the door, because there are people that get to the edge. You know, Satan sets a trap for you. He wants you to get to the edge where you are already excited that the breakthrough has come. Then he shuts the door. Huh? So now there will be no door again. We will break the door down so that it will be, the door will be open. Is that your testimony? Receive it in Jesus' name. You are going to set a record no one in your family has set. The Lord said there are three people here I need to prophesy into, and you are battling seriously with delay. The people who are supposed to be in your space, the intention is there. You see, but there are spirits involved. Their goal is to frustrate you till you give up. But today, their time is up. I said their time is up. I said their time is up. The Lord Jesus has declared it so. In Jesus' mighty name. Alright, before we pray, please sit down for a few minutes. I'm going to read a scripture. Then, Busayo, I need you to help me read that scripture again. Alright, so we are going to read Genesis 32, verses 8 and 9. Genesis 32. Busayo, you will assist me this morning. No, what you will read for me is not in that Bible. It's in this one. Please come. So, what I have in my hand is the Dead Sea Scrolls. Do you know what the Dead Sea Scrolls are? Okay, who doesn't know what the Dead Sea Scrolls are? Dead. The Dead Sea Scrolls are the oldest manuscript of the Bible. Oldest. Older than King James. Huh? The first documentation of the Word of God is dead. Dead Sea. So we are going to read Dead Sea and Septuagint. So those are very old materials, but translated in English. Because what I want to show you, if you read it in normal English, you will not see it. Alright, let's read Deuteronomy 32, 8 and 9. Please pay attention to your screen. I will just touch this one briefly, then go to my message. Then maybe online I will talk about it. I said Deuteronomy 32. We have left Genesis. Even God is no more in the beginning. Yes. Do we have it? Come on now. Now I want you to look at your screen. 8 and 9. He says, when the Most High divided the nations, this is Moses talking, their inheritance. When he separated who? The sons of Adam. Does that sound like something in the generation of Moses? Something long before Moses. Before Moses, right? Because look at the reference, sons of Adam. Can you see it? Okay, can you see it on your screen? He set the boundaries. That word bound is boundaries. He set the boundaries of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. Now, this is what I want to correct. Go to verse 9. For the Lord's portion is his people, and Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. Now, Busayo, is that mic working?
Yes.
This is the Dead Sea Scrolls. Huh?
Okay.
Then this is the Septuagint.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I would have had, if you can go to Google, is John around? If you can go to Google and type this scripture, then put Dead Sea Scrolls, if it's possible to project, so that you know what I'm reading. But before, if possible, but before we get there, read the Dead Sea Scrolls. Then when you are done, read Septuagint. Please go.
Okay. Dead Sea Scrolls. When Elion gave the nations as an inheritance, when he separated the sons of man, he set the boundaries of the people according to the number of the sons of God.
Wait. Look at the King James rendition. According to the, what does King James say? According to
number of the Israelites.
According to the number of the Israelites. But what did the Dead Sea Scrolls say?
Sons of men, or the sons of man. He said when he separated the sons of man, he set the boundaries of the people according to the numbers of the sons of God.
Now, what was written beside our sons of God?
Bene Elohim.
The word Bene Elohim is what is translated son of God. You know, we are talking about Elohim in the first service.
Yes, sir.
If you read this in Hebrew, what you will see there is Benehi Elohim. Benehi means son of God. Benehi Elohim. According to, is that son of God in singular or plural?
Sons is in plural.
Plural, okay. So that is Dead Sea Scrolls, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
For Yahweh's portion was his people.
Aha.
Jacob was the lot of his inheritance.
Okay. Do we have this? Do we understand what she has read? Okay, read Septuagint.
Septuagint 70 says, when the Most High divided the nations, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the boundaries of the nations according to the number of the angels of God.
Hold on. The word Benehi Elohim, which is used in the Old Testament for angels, in Job, when he said the sons of God gathered, Benehi Elohim.
Yes.
It's now translated at what? Angels. Please read it again.
So, again, when the Most High divided the nations, when he separated the sons of Adam, he sets the boundaries of the nations according to the number of the angels of God.
Aha.
Ajalon Theo.
Aha. Go ahead.
And his people, Jacob, became the portion of the Lord. Israel was the line of his inheritance.
All right. Is that it?
Yes, that's all.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Now, let me do a brief teaching. This is brief because it's a long study. There was a time I did a series in this church on something like this. Who remembers? When I talked about the heavenly council. Let me summarize this. But remind me, I will come back. It will be an online so that I can relax. As at the time, the principalities have, that's how we pursued one man in the lorry. When you want to address principalities, They must show their face. Don't worry. I am here. Even without the mic. Anytime you want to address those people, they will come. So me too, I'm also here. So no wala. Hallelujah. Okay. I hope nothing is burning. Because the last time I preached like this, something was also burning. Okay. For the sake of those, we are going to lose the people online. How many minutes do we have? Finger and Joe. Okay. Can you, for those of you there, we have 6 years. If you want to move, you can move now so that I won't have to shout. Okay. You are lucky. Praise the Lord. Now, please stay with me. All right, we are going to edit this message and put it back on YouTube. As at the time Moses was documenting this prophecy, there was no nation of Israel. He was documenting something that existed. You know, he was the one being given the revelation. So, the translators in the days of King James didn't see this one well. But this experience was something that happened in the beginning when the earth was still young. That's why they refer to the sons of Adam. So what happened is that when God created this earth and put man in it, he set boundaries. Please, are you with me? He set boundaries over territories. Okay, Nigeria. Let's assume Nigeria. Let's say tribes. Igbo, Yoruba, French, Spanish. He set boundaries. And one of the ways he set boundaries at the Tower of Babel was through language. Huh? He set the boundaries through language. And he gave charge of these territories to the Benehi Elohims. Manage each of these sections for me. Some of you don't understand. You think God is the one coming to Nigeria to check your problems. What? My emphasis today is on principalities. And I want you to see how principalities came to be. Are we good? Could I have some volume? I want you to see the legal framework. You know, sometimes in school, before they teach us a particular concept, they will give us the theoretical framework. You've seen that, right? In your literature review, you also have to do something they call theoretical framework. You will be quoting dead men. Armstrong, 1942. Louis, 1923. The man is dead. But he was the one who presented a body or a framework for what you're about to talk about. So before you start quoting Shafet 2024, calm down. Go and quote Louis in 1924. So God divided the nations. You people, just get, make I finish. Not you, I'm talking to the principalities. Just wait. If you are still here when I'm ready. So God gave territories to these Benehi Elohims, which was what necessitated the regular conferences they used to hold. When the Bible was saying in the book of Job, that the Lord called for a meeting and the Benehi Elohims gathered. In other words, they would gather to give report how they are running their territories. Hello now. I've explained this. I know some people are new. Because sometimes when you say, I cast out every principality, you cannot cast them out. God gave them that territory. Is it making sense? You need to understand the framework so that you won't be going against what is beyond you. There is no scriptural recommendation for binding principalities. Hey. Some people started binding principalities. The devil came against them, crashed their marriage, crashed their business, crashed their lives, make them very sick. Because they are there legally. Please, are you with me? You can cast out devils. You can't cast out principalities and powers. When you hear every principality and power in the name of Jehovah, if they look at you, you're in trouble. Didn't you hear their name? Principality. Didn't you hear their names? Powers. That means their configuration is what? Power. The soil that was used to create them was what? Power. The air it breathes is what? Power. So where are you coming from? They don't stay on this plane. Far, far. Where eyes cannot get to. Do you know that? And this is the way the Lord was explaining it to me. The Lord said, do you know that there are fishes you will never see at the surface? Even when you say you've gone to the depth of the sea, you will not see them. There's a depth of the sea where the sun does not get to. Yes. There is a depth of the sea. Even, what do you call those sea scientists? I don't know what they call them now. Those guys who research the oceans, they turn back. Because if you thought the ocean was deep, when you get to that part, you'll be afraid. It's dark. So there are some animals. That's the only place you can find them. That's how you understand the concept of principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and what? Spiritual wickedness in where? Uh-huh. So you see the progression. Are you with me so far? So these angels or these creatures were given authority over regions by boundaries. Let's read one more scripture. I hope this thing is not confusing. No? Psalm 82, 1 and 2. Psalm 82. Psalm 82. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. The word mighty there is the word Elohim. He judgeth among what? Verse 2. How long will ye judge? This was his rebuke. Please look at your screens. God called a meeting of gods. Hello? You know, God is the only God. But they have counsel of gods. All those bad boys, they come. And when they come, God is the only one among them that is God. So you cannot say you are God here. When you go to your village at Ohafia, you can be saying what you like. Or here. Or Monier, calm down. Look at that scripture. God was rebuking them. Excuse me. Do you understand the meeting they came for here? It was a council of gods. This was something David picked up in the realm of the spirit. If David was not in the spirit, he would not have seen this. And many of us would be doubting, is this thing really there? If Paul didn't write so many things that he wrote, like singing in the spirit, we would not have known it was possible. We'll be arguing today on Twitter and on Facebook. How long will ye judge unjustly? That means he gave them an assignment and mandate. He said, and how will you accept the persons of the wicked? So these Benehi Elohims became corrupt. Instead of standing as a gateway pointing men to God, they now became gods. They started taking worship from men. If you are ready to shed human blood, they will promote you. So God became angry. Now, you know that thing we normally say, for we are gods, and all of you are the children. They are not talking to you. It's these guys. You can use it in terms of application to refer to the believer's authority. But that scripture was not talking to the Christian. Eh? He's still in this same chapter. Psalm 80, please, are you with me? Psalm 82, it was a quarrel. God was rebuking the gods. Let me read Dead Sea Scrolls. God presides in the great assembly and he judges among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? I have said to you, defend the weak, that's verse 3, the poor and the fatherless. That's the mandate God gave them. Very quiet one. Don't allow anybody to cheat another person in your domain. I can't be coming there to settle those kind of things. You handle it. Maintain the right of the poor. Verse 4. Please be following me as I'm going. Verse 4. And oppress. Rescue the weak and needy. Deliver them out of the hands of the wicked. For they do not know, they do not understand. They walk back and forth in darkness. And now all the foundations of the earth are now what? Because of the activities of these rogue and corrupt angels, the foundations of the earth started bringing forth something else. This is the reason why many people are praying. And it seems as if there is no answer. Your problem is not caused by demons. Principalities are the ones responsible for it. And if the source of your problem are principalities, the kind of prayer you pray is different. Are we together? Please, are you seeing it? Say you see me now. This small boy, I took my time. I'm showing you in the Bible. This is the reason why many people pray. Even though they are sincere, you are using paracetamol to treat typhoid. Cannot work. He said, now the foundations of death are now out of course. Therefore, I said, verse 6, you are God. Excuse me, in scripture interpretation, we must read in context. This, he was talking to the congregation of the mighty. The association of gods. Huh? I don't want to be mentioning name, but like Zeus. Huh? Obatala is a small boy. Leviathan. Those are real ones. Have you? Leviathan lives in the ocean. That's the real god of the sea world. And it's a god of fury. Huh? That's another matter. Leviathan, think twice before you engage him. Your holiness must be top notch. That spirit doesn't forgive. It doesn't forget. That's why even from those of us who do deliverance, we know when you are dealing with somebody with a marine spirit, it's different. There's a way they relate. Their language is different. They speak in a zero and one language. It's like computer programming. I've said to you, who are God, and all of you are what? But what? Next verse. You have to move with the spirit. But you shall die like what? Were they men? He used that description to describe how he was going to relegate them. They were not men. They were high class spirits. But to show how angry he was, he said, I will reduce you. These are principalities. Verse 8. This is a prayer. Arise, O God. Let your enemies be scattered. Arise, O God. Put that scripture there. By reason of the activity of these rogue angelic beings. God lost control of his inheritance. Because now, they are trained man on how to rebel against God. Look at that prayer. It says, for you shall inherit the nations. By reason of their activity, God lost control over man. Men now began to love unrighteousness. Are you with me? They began to love unrighteousness. That's why a woman can just stand up to that and say, I'm tired of this marriage. Why? We've been together for 10 years. Let's try somebody else. And it's not like Nigeria. In the US, you will get somebody else sharp. Just go to the club. You pick yourself. Or go to a dating website. People now begin to develop strange appetite. The Lord told me something yesterday. I was supposed to say in the first service, but it scared me. Let me throw it in. The level of demonic aura and atmosphere that Satan wants to introduce to this earth, he cannot do it now. If he does it, we won't be able to accommodate it. The same way God said in his word, for my glory shall, the knowledge of my glory shall fill the earth. Satan doesn't have any strategy. He simply copies what God is doing. And even if you want to grow a YouTube channel, go and copy what successful YouTubers are doing. Or if you want to blow on Instagram, look at someone that is blowing, go and copy the person. But I hope you will be able to continue when they get to a junction and they tell you to take off your clothes and your church mind will not allow you. You can't be a man, a grown-up man. You want to be dancing in front of a camera, TikTok. You want to blow. At your age, 40 years, it's through dance you want to blow. That's the destiny you have chosen for yourself. And you are not concerned that the spirit, the angel, the prince of this world has possessed you. You are not concerned for you. You just want to get people's attention. What do you go and sit down? Which attention? Have you gotten your own attention? So the Lord said to me, what the demonic strategy that is being played out now, what they are doing is they are raising a generation to discredit God. People will come out publicly and shred the Bible to pieces and they walk away free. People are going to begin to raise ungodly seed through homosexuality and other kind of vices. You will just wake up on a particular day and you watch, turn on the TV and you notice that people become offended when they hear you say, thou shall not fornicate, thou shall not commit adultery, thou shall not take another man's. Are people not taking each other's wives? Which TikTok are you on? The one I am on, they take people's wives. Which planet are you on? Is it not this earth? This earth? That they will take the knowledge of God out of the heart of people. And what did God say in his word? He said because they did not retain God in their mind. Not their spirit, in their mind. That means God expects me not to develop spiritually, but also mentally in my mind. Say, God now did what? He gave them over. To what? A reprobate mind, so that they will begin to do the things that was not seemly. So today we have Christians who want to be gay, but they are afraid. But they are battling with it. They are struggling with it. Because there is a knowledge in the atmosphere. You will now get to another, in quote, dark age of the church. Everybody is doing what they like. If it feels good, that's fine. Nobody should embarrass anybody. Then you will see, you look across the nations. Everybody is in one direction. Then Satan will now release a baptism. The same way the disciples were gathered in one room when God poured out his spirit. You will now find that across the nation, people will begin to have manifestations of principalities walking the earth. You will begin to see all kinds of strange things, like if you were told 50 years ago, you will never believe it. But if Satan was to release a spiritual wickedness who is in the heavenly places into the earth, you cannot contain his presence. The atmosphere needs to be ready to receive that kind of being. The atmosphere needs to be ready to receive the Antichrist.
You can't, the Antichrist cannot just show up and then people will say, come Lord Jesus. No. Right now, there is still a number of people who will say, this is the Antichrist. So what they will do is they will weaken you. If you're online, they will not allow your YouTube channel to grow because you are saying the truth. If you're on Instagram, people will start unfollowing you. They will block you, give you strike one, strike two. You will become offensive. Every time you preach the truth, it will look as though you are fighting. But you are just preaching. It will look as, why are you always masturbating? It's like, see, you're always, see, it's not me. It's just the way the speed your me applied to the video. So it seems as if I was talking fast. I'm not like that. Eh? See, you're always fighting. I say it's the people I'm fighting, they know themselves. It's not you. So the Lord said, when we get to that point where God has been taken out of the minds of people, then they will be introduced into a baptism that will now make it easy for Satan to walk the streets. The same way Jesus walked the earth for 3.5 years, setting people free. Huh? Their own word will now become flesh. Because now everybody believes the same thing. And even if you believe contrary, you cannot come out publicly and say it. That is how powerful principalities and powers are. They operate at the mental level. There's emotional warfare. They are the ones that deal with a massive level of depression that when you pray, it doesn't break. It continues to go deeper. Some people, you pray for them, they get worse. Because that level of attack is not from demons. Are you still here? Before I decided to preach this message, I thought about it. Because now in Daniel chapter 10, verse 13, 12 and 13. You have to just stay on that song, but just a little volume. Daniel 10, 13. I think, do we have it? Then he said unto me, this was Daniel praying. He had been seeking God for quite some time. And when what you are dealing with is in the high heavens, it's not one day prayer. I have to be honest with you. When what you are contending with is not at this plane, your prayer will travel far. So you cannot engage at that level if you are weak both in body and spirit. Because you must be able to tell yourself, this fasting, we are not going to stop until we see what we are looking for. Most people fast with time. It's 3 days fasting. But what you are dealing with may be 21 days away. Or even, if you like, say 21 light years. That one is another matter. May your solution not be 21 light years away. It's a long time. It's a long time. It's not 21 days. And 21 years is not 21 light years. So this brother had been praying. And he was seeking God, seeking God, seeking God, seeking God. Then on the 12th, on the 21st day, an angel came. This angel is a principality. So I'm going to show you from scripture that there are principalities on three levels. There are angelic principalities, there are satanic principalities, and there are human principalities. I will show you from scripture. Because some of you try to get into a particular space, business-wise, and you wondered why it took so much time. There were princes in that land. So you had to spend time until the door opened. You will not blow by posting on Instagram. The princes of the land must welcome you. Yes. So unfortunately, there's a price to pay. This brother, at the 21st day, an angel appeared to him. And the first words of the angels were what? Fear not. And I want to take a moment to disabuse your mind from the general perception of what angels look like. They don't have fine skin. Many of them are covered in light for your sake. Some of them have bodies that are very weird. They have eyes. Some of them have trumpet-like bodies, like Lucifer, or musical instruments. They are very weird. Some of them have very bulgy eyes. Depending on the one you saw. Whatever this guy looked like, this is Gabriel, right? Whatever he looked like, for him to have said, "Fear not," that means he was worthy to be feared. When you see an angel that is so huge standing before you, and you are like, "Shabadele zote," you freeze. Fear not. Even Jesus, our Lord, he appeared to John. John died, said, I will open up my... John was singing jackal. He loved the presence of God. But you see, he didn't know Jesus in his original state. When he saw Jesus in Revelation, the Bible says he died. He said, "Well, God, don't die. I want to send you." So for you to be able to see some things, "God, I want to see your glory." It's for your own sake they are not showing you. Because you cannot handle it. It's like a horror movie. You can't do it. So just be watching your Netflix, you understand? And believe by faith in your heart. Because if Gabriel shows up, everywhere he showed up, he always told them, "Fear not." Everywhere. Meanwhile, Gabriel is supposed to be the good guy. We've not talked about Michael. So this one said, "Fear not." Give me the scripture. "Fear not, Daniel." He called his name. This guy was a vice president in a nation. No? He called him by his name. "Daniel." Come and beat me. "Daniel." Say, "Yes, sir." "Yes, sir." You see, it's before those people that you are strong. In our realm, you are weak.
Sir, very weak.
You are very weak. Very weak. He said, "Daniel. For from the first day that you said that," he had not started praying. Bukola, you simply decided tomorrow. The moment your heart radioed heaven, "We are starting something tomorrow."
Yes, sir.
This man was dispatched.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do you see how powerful your thought life is?
Yes, sir.
Please, are you with me? Because some of you think God is far away from you. You are praying, but you didn't set your heart. Before you enter the realms of prayer, or your closet, set your heart. "This is what we are going for. I want to see God for the next 7 days for my daughter. I don't understand what is wrong with her. Or if we get to the 7th day, will we continue? Either I come back with my answer, or no other option." The day you set your heart, and they see your seriousness,
yes,
an angel will be put on standby.
Yes,
the day, if you notice he missed the requirement, go and visit him. If you notice he prayed and he didn't give up, his stomach was paining and he was still praying, go and show up. If he doesn't meet the requirement, go back home. Some things are not tied to God, they are tied to you.
Yes,
you've got to understand this thing.
Yes,
if your husband is far away in the spirit realm, it's not one day prayer that will bring him. If you have been doing businesses on 10 million, 4 million, 5 million, you are sharing testimony, you want to enter 100 million, you have to set your heart. Because it's a new level.
Yes,
it's a new dimension. So the requirement here is different.
Yes,
it's not old level you will use to enter here. You need first degree. Next verse. Go ahead. Oh, stay here. He said, "From the first day that you set your heart to understand and to chasten thyself before God, thy words were heard, and I am come for your words." I have come because of your prayers. I have come because of your prayers. Do you know that angels work with prayers? Do you know that when you take your time to articulate what exactly you want, angels are the ones that God is. God doesn't come. He sends angels. Do you know that in many situations, when you will see, you will hear thunder and lightning in the scripture, and the people of Israel will be delivered, or in the case of Paul and Silas, do you know they were angelic movements?
Yes,
there are angels like that. They command nature. Their presence triggers natural disasters.
Yes,
occurrence, you will hear thunder and lightning. Peter and his friends were praying in a room. The Bible says, and the building shook. Do you know what it means for a building to shake from its foundation? Yes. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Those are not, it's not, these things are in the Bible. Just open it and read. The problem is that you are looking for strange revelation. Just calm down. Read that thing. And ask God to speak to you. Give me that scripture. Next verse. Quickly. But the prince of the kingdom of... What? Withstood me. I started by telling you that God gave certain angels or spirits territories marked by borders. So this one was in charge of Persia. And even if God were to send all of them out, their time was not yet done. Do you remember the time Jesus was trying to cast out a devil? And the devil said to him, it's not my time. He answered him. Now, other people, they fear. You may I go talk to you. It's not my time. Don't you get out. Who are you? I'm talking to you. Say, it's not your time. It's not your time. If I talk to you, it's your time. If I see you, it's your time. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. If I sight you, it's your time. Who are you? I say, you should go. He says, it's not your time. It's not near. I'm a day. You're a child. Out! And then, the guy go. Go find another customer. Your God is the Alpha and Omega. He controls time. If anybody tells you, it's not your time, you only have 3 eggs left. Say what? Who said that? You mean you have 3 eggs left, not me. That's the doctor's report. It's not for you. Until you accept it, it's not yours. Don't accept it. People don't get married in this family. Say, which family? Not my own family. I am from the lion of the tribe of Judah. In our tribe, we marry. In our tribe, we stay married. In our tribe, we have children. In our tribe, we don't give up. In our tribe, we prosper. If there's a problem with your earthly tribe, beckon on your spiritual tribe. Don't take nonsense. Because transactions are signed with words. Yes, sir. No, be so for this one. I say, hey, I don't know. So now, so Michael. The angel said, from the time you set your heart, I came for your words. I came for your words. I came for your words. Not your prayers alone. I came for your words. What was Daniel saying? The angels paid attention. He is ready. Go to him. Some people will use 3 hours to pray. And after the prayer, use 10 hours to say negative things. The angel said, I will come for your words. I will come for your words. I will not only come when you set your heart. I will listen to what you are saying. If you keep saying you are not qualified, we will turn back. Because we are commanded to bless. Please, are you with me? The angel said, I came for your words. Those things you say when you are talking to your friends. Those things you say when you are discouraged and you are thinking alone. The angel said, I came for your words. I came, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I wish somebody heard me. Like as you are now, you say, Tina, this year you are going to operate in the realm of 500 million. The angel said, I came for your words. By this time next year, you are saying to yourself, I will have a child. The angel said, I came for your words. I came. Oh, somebody's not catching it. He said, I came for your. Do you understand that angelic ministry can be triggered? Can you say something prophetic about yourself now? Come on, rise on your feet. Say something prophetic right now. Say something prophetic. Say something prophetic. Say something prophetic. I want you to connect right now and say something prophetic. As you want to see it in the next 1 year, begin to say it. As you want to see it in the next 1 year, begin to say it. As you want to see it in the next... So some of you, the miracle will start now. Lizapuri and Delikaya. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please have your seat. Give me that scripture. He said, but the prince of Persia withstood me. Now, wherever I stop, is something wrong with this mic or is it my... Now, Gabriel was an angelic prince. But he was resisted by a dark prince. Hello?
This guy was God's minister of information. Anytime God has a major news, it's this guy. It's not like Lai Muhammad. This one has been doing it for years. Years upon years. If this one tells you are going to prosper, if this one tells you don't have a husband, you've never been with a man, you have a baby, just go and prepare. Go and start buying things. Start buying baby things. Anything, this guy is a prophetic angel. Anything he says to you, But this guy said, the prince over a territory withstood me. How did that prince of Persia withstand a holy angel? Some of you don't know how powerful Satan is in the realm of the spirit. Michael could not defeat Satan. You've not read it. They fought over the body of Moses. Michael could not withstand. Even though Satan was no man angel, but he retained his powers, were now corrupted and more evil. When God goes to spiritual battle or to warfare, he goes with somewhere in his mind with the intention to redeem, that this person can still change. When you are fighting with somebody that is ready to die, that's who Satan is. I can die. Let's die and scatter everything. Michael, that fearful prince, was withstood by Lucifer. How did he escape? He invoked the name of the Lord. Michael, are angels supposed to pray? Are angels supposed to do intercession? That is the intercession you say God called you to, and you are abandoned because of the challenges in your life. When Michael could not defeat Satan, he entered into intercessory mode and said, the Lord, the one who sent me, rebukes you. Yeah, this one, you will say it in your native language because it's more weighty. You will say it in your language. It has weight. He said, the Lord, I'm not here of my own accord. The Lord rebuke. The Lord. And. Pew. So. Sorry, sir. If you knew that phrase or that term, could win the battle. Yes, sir. You should have. But it doesn't happen. You have to get to the point where that thing is ready to go. It's like an arrow. You keep pulling it till it's ready to go. But this guy was withstood. An angelic prince. Why? Because the prince of Persia was there legally. Are you with me? I said the prince of Persia was there what? So he is there by right. The same way some of our fathers many years ago went to a shrine, went to a river bank, and invited a deity into the house. You are the one that said you went to school. The deity doesn't understand that one. As far as deity is concerned, your family was given to me. Meanwhile, Satan doesn't play fair. Your father, your great forefather might have gone there to ask for help, but they will never tell you the price. The price is your family. If they tell you the price, you won't do it. You won't do it. I listened to a lady. She was speaking online and she was warning people against occultism. And she said when she used to be in that thing, that they will never tell you the price. Say, we will give you everything you want. You want to be rich, you will get home. Under 1 month, you will see the money. 3 months time, your first son will die. Maybe you have 7 children, only 1 boy. That one that you think you have, they will leave the girls. If you have, maybe your wife is the thing you love most, they will not tell you. Bam! They just take her. That's the price. Satan is wicked. And the answer to wickedness is righteousness. Yes, and spiritual brutality. You must be brutal in the place of prayer. You cannot be speaking through your nose and you expect Satan to respect you. Satan must know that you have the resolve to fight to death. The Bible said they love not their lives to death. You must have the resolve to fight to death and let your family be preserved. What are you talking about? You want to fight safe.
You can't keep Biladin like that. Give me that scripture. He said he withstood me for 21 days, and I told you this happened because of the legality clause. That guy was meant to be there. That guy was meant to be there. It's just like applying for a visa, and you are denied. So that angel was denied visa. He couldn't come in. There was nothing Gabriel could do. Until somebody with a higher authority than that prince of Persia showed up. Who happens to be Michael? He said, but lo, behold, Michael, one of what? You know, the word princes is the root word for principality. Prince, principalities, principles. So if you want to disarm a principality, you must understand the principles upon which that principality is built on. That throne upon which it sits. If you are dealing with a principality over a particular area, let's say maybe in your area, in your community, you have a lot of wayward people there. People don't do well in that area. They die young. You know, I travel somewhere and somebody told me that, you know, in this area, people die young. Our children die young. I said, what? The brother was telling me. So if you come from that kind of a place, you have to investigate. Where did this thing start from? That's why I want many of us, if your parents are still alive, go to them, buy pound yam, buy malt or chamdor, whatever they like, buy it for them. Sit down with your brother or your sister. Daddy, tell us about our family. Tell us about your father. You are looking, as you are talking, be writing. You are looking for where the problem started from. Ask specific questions. Did grandpa ever beat grandma? Ask. No, we are not originally from Oyo State. We are actually from Ilorin. Then something happened 300 years ago. My parents were hunters. Sir, were they successful hunters? Maybe that's why you are going up and down. You are not making it. Okay. He said, but Lord Michael, one of the chief princes, he said he came to help me. And I remained there with the what? Can you see kings? Can you see kings? Did you see prince? Did you see kings? One is principality. One is power. In Proverbs, say by me, kings decree justice. One is a principality, one is a power. Please, are you still here?
Yes, sir.
Somebody's waiting for me to pray. This is how we are going to pray. I'm just dead. Next verse. Are you there? Okay, let's leave this one. There are some information about, because of time. Now, Ephesians chapter 6 verses 10 to 12. Very quickly. Ephesians 6, 10 to 12. Paul was teaching us, and Paul recognized the ministry of these princes. Now, before Paul began to speak, and please, I want you to look at the screen. Before Paul began to speak about the principalities, he said, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. He began to speak to us about the need for spiritual strength. Because the layers we want to step into now is not for the weak. You may be a child of God, but this place is not for the weak. I remember praying for a particular woman about 5 years ago. And I went there with my friend at some point when the prayer became too much. I went there with my friend, Pastor Desmond. The woman died. But when we started investigating, do you know the language that somebody used, that was speaking to us, and the language he used? This Yoruba people may appreciate this one, so I won't say it in Yoruba. The person said, by translation, they have shared their body parts already before you came here. I think an average Yoruba person understand that one.
Say, the person you are praying for, the witches, they have finished eating the person. So anytime they took the woman to the hospital, the doctor will say it is tuberculosis. If they took her back the next week, they will say it's hepatitis. If they take her back the third week, they will say it's asthma. So who is doing all these tests? Who is running this test? How come you are seeing different things that are not connected? The thermometer and the blood sample, everything just malfunctioned. Because the things have been altered from the realm of the spirit. So Paul said, be strong in the Lord. This is the reason why you must pray. One of the ways to build a strong strength capacity is to be prayerful. Give me that scripture. He said, be strong in the Lord and what? The power. So we are resting on the power of the Holy Ghost. Give me the next one. We are resting on the power of the Holy Ghost. We are not building capacity outside Christ. For the same reason that the same power flowing from Kanji Dam is not the same, it's not the same degree of power that is flowing into your house. Because that house will explode. What is flowing there? Huh? If there are light coming to your house, the whole street will be burnt. So they have to reduce the one in your socket to 220. Then the one that goes to your gas is also different. The electric or the gas cooker, whatever. God will only allow you access power to the degree of your capacity. What can you carry? When you are saying, God, set me on fire. God says, if we set you on fire, you will burn. You burn to ashes. So for now, take this Ishano matches, be lighting stove, and because that's what you can undo. Meanwhile, be going for prayer. It's not the prayer inside church, it's the one you begin to do privately. Huh? You are praying to expand in your capacity to contain holy fire. You are praying to stretch, to be able to contain holy fire. As God is touching with that fire, you'll be losing appetite for some things. Next verse. Give me that verse. He said, put on the whole armor of God. So that you may be able to stand against the strategy of what? Of the devil. What is Satan's skill set? Strategies. Tricks. He tailors the strategy to suit your person. That's why you only see some kind of temptations. You don't know. That's why some of you, Satan will never bring a black woman to you. Because he knows you like it yellow. Not even fair, yellow. There are some people, Satan will always bring a friend around them that drinks. Anytime they want to give up that thing, they will employ a new person in their office that takes alcohol. Socially, doesn't get drunk, but you know you have a problem with it, and it's this guy is your manager. I say, let's go out for a drink so we can just brainstorm about the department and that place where you are going. They don't sell malt. Do you know there are businesses you will never get if you don't take a call, because they sign those contracts at the club. They ask you, meet us at the strip club. I've been to a strip club before as a Christian. It was my customer that took me there. And I was never the same again. You will not be the same if you go there. Just respect yourself and go home. Because once it's 12, the music changes. Once it's 12 midnight. You know, everybody does VG. It's just... Because you want to meet your target. You follow customer. May you return safely. Strategy. Which means that there is a high possibility that I may not be putting on the whole armor of God. I put on the armor. Put up that scripture. I'm putting on the armor that I feel is convenient for my body. Some people like some rema.
better than some people like Rema, like the word. They like anything that involves the word. Speak the word only. Doctrine. They like Book of Hebrews. Book of Hebrews and Colossians. That's the armor they like. That's the part of the armor they like. But the Bible says put on the whole armor. If you choose the part of the Bible you like and leave one part because it's in the Old Testament, okay, I will show you something now. Put on the scripture. Say, put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able. The word able there speaks of capacity and ability. And there's no time to go into this. Maybe some other Sunday we'll look at this armor. But look at what Paul is saying. If I choose the path of you see, those depths of revelation that are difficult to understand, that is the one you should be interested in. Because the deeper the revelation, the deeper flow of power. Those are the ones. Don't say I don't like Book of Hebrews. My brother, go and sit down there and be cracking your head. Don't say I don't like Book of Leviticus. If you don't understand Levitical priesthood, how can you understand Melchizedek? Go and sit down there and stop looking for only the only like Book of Psalm. Because Sam has many prayers. You will not go far like that too. Go and get Book of Hebrews. Get it in New Living Translation. Get it in NIV. Get it in King James. Get it in your language, in Yoruba language. Sit down and be cracking your head there. You know the way you read when you're preparing for exam? Read it like that. Study. So that you may be able to withstand the wise. And I was wondering, what's the big deal about all these things that Paul is saying? We withstand the wise. It was later I knew why he was shouting. Give me the next verse. Paul was not telling us to cack up because of demons. Paul was not making that noise because of demons. All those fire, Holy Ghost, fire, they run. These ones, when you bind them, they stay. They'll begin to scan you. They scan you for sin. They scan you for idols. They scan your faithfulness to God. They scan your devotion. How much of your money is in God's, in the kingdom of God? Let's scan you. Yes, so before you bind, they look at you and say, this one is not ready. Yes, if they want to be nice, they walk away. If they want to be merciless, I take authority over principality over men. Calm down. They have been here before you. Calm down. That's not the way. You will just attract unnecessary attention. You are not ready. I told you, you must understand the framework upon which a principality rests. Remove that framework, it collapses. It's not by binding. In the case of Daniel, Daniel prayed until God released angelic hosts to come and help him. And that is one of the strategies to deal with principalities. You pray till an angelic host comes. Are you here? Come on, did you hear that one? You pray. You don't know when that prayer will stop. You pray. If in that area, do you know that as prosperous as Lagos is, there are areas in Lagos where business don't do well. Talk to me now. There are areas. Even if you sell what poor people wear, nobody will buy. I lived in Ajegunle. Hey. Not the one in Ikorodu. The real Ajegunle. Every pharmacy, which pharmacy? What? Every chemist in our area sold fake drugs. You must treat malaria 3 times. And they know they are used to it. They even say it. No. You saw, what you buy? You go buy. You know, buy Amatem. Say, no. That shop where you go, they are quiet there. They old. So you go buy. They come buy. There used to be Panadol extra. You join them. Go use that together. So I go catch. I'm not. Please, who has lived here? You people make me. Who has slept in Ajegunle before? You have been. God bless you. Please, am I lying? Oh, you grew up there. Hallelujah. Anything you buy there, you have to be careful. You don't buy to keep for long. If you even buy the food in front of the shop there and you don't eat it, the food can get missing.
I don't know, say now you keep the food there. But okay, why did you don't chop him? The reason why Paul was making all that noise was because if you don't, you require a level of battery life, you spiritual battery life, to engage this kind of warfare. Because this warfare, put up that scripture. Stand up, Tina. Look at this word. What is this? Tina, do like this. It's what? Close combat. Please, are you looking at me? This battle is close combat. Oh, is somebody getting me now? This is not why you say, I can't see out from where you are. If you call them, they will come. Now you the buying prosperity. What's your name? They will come, they come close. So it's still fear. They come close. They come close. They, when they come to, they want to instill so that you stop praying. That's their weapon, oh. That's their weapon. When you pray, you will fall sick. Hey, because that prayer I prayed, oh, I need, let me be careful, let me be careful. The day I was binding the spirit of polygamy in this house, I was sick for 1 month. Are you aware of these things?
Yes, sir.
You pray some prayer, you see one kind of reaction.
Yes,
Then you now talk to your fellow sister. I say, you safe. Why are you least crossing your... You are just growing. Stay in your level. Why are you binding polygamous spirit? And if somebody wants to marry you, that's not your business. They will now weaken you from the inside.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But the principle of this warfare is what? Close combat. Which means you can get uppercut. You said, if you feel given, give me that scripture. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Paul from this scripture automatically told us your problem is not with any man. This the your the person with the shop beside you is not the reason why you are not selling. Is the altar. An altar pass altar. Even in the kingdom of darkness, they have stronger altars among themselves. The one who stays on his altar more is more powerful. The one who comes only when he has problem is weak. Give him that scripture. He said, but against principalities. This word is like the word translated a chief. Chief over a territory. Chief over a territory. So anything that goes on in this place must pass through. Now, there was a particular scripture. Maybe when we come back next week, I will show you this. Jesus sent out the disciples to preach. And when they came back, they started sharing testimonies of how miracles happened, how many people were delivered, and the Bible says Jesus rejoiced in spirit. Do you know that story? He rejoiced in spirit. Then he said, I saw Satan. Satan is a prince, not a demon. He's the prince of demons. He said, I saw Satan fall down from where? From heaven. Some people think Satan is in the second heavens. That's his headquarters. That's why he's called the prince of the power of the air. He said, I saw Satan fall down from heaven to the earth. Why did he say it? Because of what the disciples shared with him. Which means if you are dealing with territorial control by principality, what you need is crusade. If we can get more numbers in that family to say, Jesus is now the head of this home, you cannot declare the seat of the principality vacant. As long as you are the only one fighting that battle, you go fight. You will be tired. Especially if you are dealing with a principality. If you have most of your... That's why you will notice... MJ, and you, I'm sure you know. Like, you have you may have one family member that is always having problems. Eh? But every other person is praying. Somehow you just see that person getting by little... He has not gotten the main breakthrough, but you can see that somehow there's an edge of protection. At least the person is living day by day. Remove your prayer covering and check him after 3 months. You'll be dead on the floor. You don't know what for those of you that are lucky, you have families that pray together. You don't know what God has done. Not many families can come together to pray. Do you understand what I'm saying? Not many families say, okay, let's meet online. The only time they meet on WhatsApp is to fight. How can I organize? Because my mind is made. I collect 5 years.
That's what they do. They fight. One of them said to his brother, "No, why are you embarrassing the family like this? Ah, Efrebo. Now, wait. Oh, because you don't go to America. Because you go to America, and I did. This was a real fight, too. Between Ogeneru Kewa and Efrebo. Like, on WhatsApp. And they're all Christians. They're all Christians, so. You don't know principalities. WhatsApp fight. Give me that scripture. Are you blessed? I want us to pray. Apparently, we need to run through these guys, but there's no time. So let me stay here and round up so we can pray. So a principality is a chief. It's a prince over a territory. And Paul said, we must put on the whole armor of God. Now, these princes, they exercise their authority in the second heavens, in the heavenly places. But they are not the only ones who operate from the second heavens. Give me Ephesians chapter 2. I think it should be verse 5 or so. Verse 5 and 6. Even when we were dead in our trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ. For by grace you have been saved. 6. And, give me this thing in King James. 5 and 6. He hath raised us up together and made us sit together. And even when we were dead in our sins, he has quickened us together with Christ. For by grace he has saved, verse 6, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in where? So principalities are not the only ones that operate from the heavenly realm. That's where you operate. The reason why you don't know, that's why you're always shouting. Because you think it's your shouting that makes you close to God. We shout for emphasis and insistence. It's not because shouting makes you. You may just be making noise, attracting unnecessary attention. You, in the realm of the spirit, you are not on the earth. You are in the place that is called heavenly places. Put up that scripture again. The word heavenly places, plural or singular. Which means you have your own domain. I have my own domain. Because you are a king and a priest. But many of us have abandoned our domain. And demons are now filling up the gap. Principalities have co-opted your domain. Because you spend your time running up and down instead of taking authority in Christ. These workplaces is where all the blessings of your life are kept. So you can see that it's not only demons that live here. Christians who understand their authority are also here. Huh? Your blessings are also here. Give me Ephesians 1:3. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. Do you have it? Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual. God kept your blessings secure in spiritual mode. Spirit mode. In spirit, all spiritual blessings, where? Where? This is a location. Christ is a location. Christ is a location. Christ is a look. That's your bank. Christ is a location. That's where your freedom is. That's where your prosperity is. God kept all those things, not in naira, not in dollar, in spirit blessing mode. So that when you get to that season opens and delivers to you. And then God says you also sit in the heavenly places. So where do you think you are sitting? In Christ or outside of Christ? This is why we have the authority to engage principalities. We are not doing it in our own strength. We are doing it with Christ's authority. But for you to be able to dismantle, even Jesus could not just say, Satan. No. He had to pay the price by dying to be able to receive all power in the heavens
and in the earth. So I give you, I've given you one. If you want to bring your family out, go and raise a quorum in your family. If you have 5 children, get at least 3 or 4. Raise a prayer altar in that family. Please don't tell me you are praying 10 minutes. You will pray for long. Sometimes you pray prayer of courtesy. It will not work. Mama, you won't pray. Now 1 hour. Go buy data. Now WhatsApp. Because your brother is in Kutuwenji. You, your own sister is in Gwaringpa. This one is Benue, Makodi. You, Lagos. It's the opening prayer we know. We don't know when we will finish. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now, what Satan will do if he sees that you are serious, he will afflict you with tiredness and stress. Because if you are stressed, you can't pray. So you must have accountability partners. Don't be ashamed to call your brother in the choir. Even though that, where is Femi? Everybody believes Femi is very spiritual. He's a man of God. But Femi cannot pray. He's doing so much work at the office he started. Don't be afraid to call your sister in Christ and say, please, while on the phone now, can you pray for me? I am spiritually tired. I don't get those kind of prayer requests. What I hear, hey, pastor, what? Is this why you call me in the middle of the night? I can't remember last time someone called me to say, pastor, please join, just pray for me. Please, your pastor is not your prayer partner. It's not to join, your pastor's job is not to join faith with you. Your pastor is a spiritual father. Stop saying, just join faith. You and who? Don't go and meet your wife to join faith with you. What's wrong with you? If you know how to join faith, why are you calling me? Look for somebody to. Why? If you know how to join faith, why is your prayer not answered? You call somebody, your spiritual, your pastor, you say, join faith. You and who? Like you are not alright. You want to join faith. So you know how to join faith and you are calling me. Is faith wire? So I'm not going to rush this because I want us to pray, but there are a few things we still need to talk about. Let me round up here. Okay, I said I was going to give you 2 things. The first thing I said was that raise a quorum in your family and develop a prayer chain, especially among you, the children. Forget about your parents, they have done their own. You, the children, call yourself together. You are in Ontario. You are in Kazakhstan. You are in America. You are in Lagos. Monday and Fridays, 10 p.m., we'll pray till 11. And please, the way we will pray, don't pray as if you are begging. Don't say the prayer that will make all of us sleep. Once it's your turn to pray, you must be fervent. Even if you are the one among us that people know cannot talk, you are very gentle. When I, as the moderator, I say, Sister Tina, over to you. Don't come and say, praise the Lord, I hope you are. We don't want any greeting. Shatabaya, begin to pray. Whoever is sleeping should hear your voice and wake up. Because some people will just mute themselves and they'll be sleeping. Pastor, I'm battling with insomnia. But anytime they are in a prayer environment, they sleep. You need to cast out a demon of slumber. How many of you know how the easiest way to sleep is in prayer? You will sleep, falala. You'll be cruising. So raise a prayer. If you are 2 siblings, just call yourselves. Or you can start with 2. And then you can start inviting others. Don't speak to the one that is very stubborn. He will not allow that prayer meeting to hold. Go to join him here. Or Diola, the people that can say, okay, 10 Abi for 45 minutes. The key is for you to be consistent. Till the day God will say, these guys are gathering regularly. Bring their fire. Then like Daniel, God can assign an angel to tell the principality, we don't want you here again. In this family, then an angelic prince will be assigned. The reason why there are satanic princes is because the angelic princes were dislodged. And one of the two ways you can dislodge an angelic prince is through sin and idol. Are you with me? Through sin and idol. Even if you say you speak in tongues, but you go to your village and participate in their New Yam festival and all those things that they do in the village, where they pray to the one deity and they thank one deity, they go to the river and wear white and say it's purity, they say it's a culture of the it's a culture for you, it's a worship for them. You must stay away from idols. Don't even like their posts if you see it online. Don't like their posts. You are agreeing with them. Like the lady I told you some few months ago that used to be in our fellowship, and then she's now an Ifa priestess. She was an Esco in my fellowship. Edosha. They called me. So person is now an Ifa priest. I said it's not possible. They sent me the link. I saw her doing like this, summoning the gods of the land. How come we didn't see that and we are now CF for years? That this one, if somebody has stood up that day and said, the spirit of the enemy wants to turn you to, and people will say from where to where. She's the head usher. That's what she's doing now. You see her on her video, she arranges the calabash and says incantations. Meanwhile, you are the head of you are the treasurer. You are saying that sister. When we are finally, I'm going to propose to her. She's a child of destiny. You did not ask destiny from which side. Do you really know anybody? Pastor, I've prayed. I'm sure it's the one. Do you really know? Are you sure, or you just want to marry? Do you really know? This boy is an Ifa priest. You want to marry Ifa priest? Say, Pastor, we prayed. Pastor, I've checked it. Pastor, you're doing your hand like this. As if that's how God talks. 7 days we prayed. Meanwhile, you're already going to Maryland more and Ikeja more. You're watching movie. You cannot hear any other thing now. You're already going out to eat chicken. Complete chicken. How can you hear that? Don't marry him. Meanwhile, the boy is an Ifa priest. So it's just that you don't know. Even the boy is not aware he's an Ifa priest. It will take another 10 years. You want to become a prophet suddenly. Raise an altar and use the opportunity of that prayer to correct errors of the past. There's nothing you can do except to pray. If the foundation be destroyed, the only thing the righteous can do is to pray. That was what Daniel did. And while trying to repair that altar, there are two things you must uphold before you do any other thing. Number one, you must confess your sins, and you must confess the sins of your fathers. Leviticus, final scripture. 26:40. Leviticus 26:40. Can we round up? Let's pray. So what you are hearing today is a crash program. But depending on how my body is doing me, you may find me here next week. 40, verse 40. Quickly, please. Let's pray. If they shall confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers with their trespass, which they have trespassed against me, and that also they have walked contrary to me. So God was giving conditions for deliverance here. National deliverance, family deliverance. You must repent. You are not the one who's committed the crime your forefathers committed, but you have the same bloodline, which means that thing is registered in your name. If your forefather killed an innocent man, you are there. Because even when Jesus died, the Bible, Paul said, we died with him. We were not there physically. But when he died, Jesus took us to the cross with him. That is what established our redemption. So anything that involves bloodline is beyond that man. It's generational. Anything bloodline is beyond that man. It is generational. Don't kid yourself. Don't play. Say you will confess your sins and the sins of your fathers. And that was what Daniel did. In Daniel's case, he confessed his sins and the sins of his nation. Those people that form the nucleus of your environment. Huh? You must repent. Not because you committed it, but because you are being affected by something that affects a group. So by repentance, you bring yourself out. By repentance, you bring yourself out of that equation. And you become a candidate for promotion. Many of our parents didn't help us. They tried to shield us away from things that have happened. Meanwhile, that is where we need to go back to. You must go to the past. That's why we do what we call retreat. You retreat before you advance. You retreat before you advance. You retreat before you advance. You can't just say, okay, hallelujah, Jesus. Hello. I hope you know Jesus. He's not an American. All these things you are saying, grammar. You know Jesus did not go to school. All this English is in your mouth. We are hearing it. Jesus did not. When they are referring to people who are to be recognized, they don't mention Jesus in Israel. Even up to now, they are raining curses on him. Meanwhile, you can't say, I'm a Jerusalem pilgrim. We are so blessed to be here. Hallelujah. The guy who is taking you around is smoking. The tall guard, banner, is smoking. This is where we crucified him. This is where he turned water to my. That area, you can't go there now. They are fighting there. That area, Palestine. But that's where they give birth to him. You take picture. Let's go. That's all they do. The guy doesn't believe. He's just there to make his money. So raise an altar and offer sacrifices of prayer and thanksgiving consistently. Daniel did it for 21 days. And I hope you know Daniel didn't pray 1 minute prayer. All you 1 minute prayer men, you have to repent. Daniel prayed long enough till the angel showed up. Daniel did not know. Daniel was a prophet, but he didn't even know there was resistance. Until the angel came and told him that I've been on the road for 21 days. There are things even a prophet will not know. Now, Satan is going about, and you see pastors, you see people online say, it's not about prayer, it's about your faith in Christ. Christ has already done it. They are trying to texture the atmosphere for the Antichrist. They are trying to texture the atmosphere so that the day the warfare will be released, there will be no stamina. Meanwhile, Paul said, be strong in the Lord. And in the power, can you be strong without prayer? How can you be strong without prayer? If the word of God is the food you will eat, prayer is the fire that will cook it. Don't kid yourself. You want to marry a man that cannot pray because you want to marry. You will pray all your life. You must confess the sins of your fathers and your own sins. Secondly, you must look for a quorum. Find a number of people. If we want to dethrone the principality over Maryland, we have to get more Christians into Maryland. The moment Jesus, his disciples came back and began to share the testimonies of salvation and deliverance, Jesus said he saw Satan fall down. Are you catching it? The moment the people were being delivered, so the principality there was rendered useless, Jesus saw Satan fall down. So, which means you must begin a campaign to reduce the influence of territorial powers by releasing the word of God into your environment through crusades, or depending on the circumference you are looking at, regular prayer and feeding of the word of God. There are people who gather in their families. Please rise on your feet, let's pray. There are people who gather in their families every week to pray, but they are not free. Do you know why? Because they are demon conscious. Today's message is not about demons, it's about your authority over demons and over principalities and power. If you must deal with principality and power, you must go with the blood. You must go with the blood. You must go with the blood. When Moses was going to dethrone the prince of Egypt, he went with the blood. He went with the blood. He went with the blood. Do you know that it was God who struck the gods of Egypt because of the obedience of Moses? There was nothing Moses could do. All he had to do was obey God. And those 10 plagues were pointing to 10 gods in Egypt. And God started punishing those gods. He started one after the other until he buried their Pharaoh. And Pharaoh is worshipped as a god. He buried him in the Red Sea. And that was the day that freedom came. Pharaoh is symbolic of Satan. Give me that last verse in Psalm 82. The last verse of Psalm 82 says, "Arise, O God." The last verse of Psalm chapter 82. O God, say after me, O God, arise, O God, over my family, over my bloodline, possess it. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and 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 pray. Arise, O God. Arise, O God. Arise, O God. Are you praying? Arise over my family. Arise over my bloodline. Arise over my destiny. I come against the spirit of infirmity. Arise, O God. Purge my bloodline. Purge my bloodline. Cleanse my bloodline. Arise, O God. Arise, O God. Arise, O God. Let your enemies be scattered. Arise, O God. Arise, O God. Let your enemies be scattered. Over this church. Over every member of this church. Over every family represented. Over every bloodline represented. Let there be a cleansing work. Let there be a cleansing work. Let there be a cleansing work. In the name of Jesus. Azakatabaye le borusabaya. O rabia le masokataya marikaya. Arise, O God. Arise, O God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Daniel chapter 9. I want to. There's somebody here. I'm speaking about your family now. You lost your dad. He died at a relatively young age. But after he turned 40, he started falling sick. Started having some challenges. Huh? Before he passed. Now, if you're that family, I want you to wave to me. One. Please come. Today is the day of freedom. You see, that you invested in real estate and bought 500 houses. If the principalities open your file, you will sell everything. Please come closer. Zale Marasita Bayo. It's not my fault, I finished too. I want to show you something. Before I pray for them, give me Daniel 9. What was the verse? Verse 20 and 21. I want to show this is going to be the next prayer point. If what you are dealing with is something that is locked away in the depth of darkness, that no stethoscope or no binoculars or no camera can see, infrared, infrablue, then you need the eyes of God. I said Daniel was praying. He did not even know he was facing resistance. He thought he was just being a prayer warrior. If the angel did not come, Daniel would have come to church. We just finished 21 days of prayer, a great time of fellowship with the Lord. Hallelujah. He would not have known that the prayer was not supposed to end. Give me the scripture. And while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin, look at that scripture, and the sin of my people Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Lord. Before the Lord my God, for the holy mountain of my God. That this is another matter, but let's leave it. Just ignore it. Next verse. 22, come on. Okay, 21. Yeah, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man, Gabriel, that's the archangel, Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, he touched me. Oh, I wanted, if I say something now, I will not leave here. God, our people are blind. Look at this verse. The man had been praying. Even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, he touched me about the time of the evening what? The evening prayers. Angels walk with watches. 6 a.m., 9 a.m., 12, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., 9 p.m., 12 midnight. He was praying. The angel was waiting for the evening watch. So what if he had stopped praying? These are spiritual things. Somebody will start arguing and saying the New Testament. When Peter was going to pray, he went at the hour of prayer. Be wise. These are no games. There is a way you will pray. Angels will begin to congregate around the prayer watch waiting for you. You can't be lazy. Choose a prayer watch. The moment they find that you are consistent with that time, they will show up. Is somebody here, please? You can help yourself. I'm telling you. Somebody will be asking, posting on keypad. Where is it? Give me that scripture. He said he came at the time of the. So the angel came. Impartation. So, give me verse 22. And he informed me. Do you know Gabriel could have been there? Gabriel could have been there. He will keep quiet. How did Daniel know Gabriel was there? He became aware of the spirit realm. He became aware. He touched him. Then he became aware. Huh? If he looked at this place, he will not see these chairs again. He will be seen in the spirit realm. He became aware. God, make me aware. God, make me aware. I don't want to see as a man is seen again. Pray for yourself now. Pray for yourself now. There are things going on in your office. Can you call upon the God of heaven in 1 minute? Make me aware. Touch me. Touch me. Touch me. Make me aware. Make me aware. Make me aware. Eshimilojo emi. Open the eyes of my spirit. Open the eyes of my spirit. Those of you standing here, hold your hands. Hold the person standing beside you. Ale maroba shala de zaya. In the name of Jesus, Zo Shadele Maria, Zo Tabale Gala, Zeribaya Lesa, in the name of Jesus, the Washakia Mule Kaina. I bring you out completely. You will not die but live to declare the works of the Lord. Salem Ariba Shaya. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Power, 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 power. In the name of Jesus. Bring you out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If I don't pray, Satan will make mess of me. I will pray, I will pray, I will pray, oh, I will pray. If I don't pray, I bring you out. You will not die. You will not die. You are accepted. You are accepted. You are. You are accepted. You are accepted. You are accepted. From today. From today. From today. From today. In the name of Jesus. I want to pray that the Lord will release a body for prayer. You see, you cannot pray in the flesh. The flesh doesn't like prayer. But there is something in your life that God will touch. And you will become another person. Receive staying power. I challenge that familiar spirit. Let the word of God go forth with power, with fire. Is done. God bless you. Now, before we close this session, I want to ask that the Lord will release upon us burdens of prayer. You see, visions are locked within the burdens of prayer. When you're able to pray, you touch a level, you begin to see things, you begin to know things. That level is very far from where you are. That's why you need a body. That body is a transport system that will be carrying you till you get to that point where your eyes will become clear. Even Apostle Paul was ministering in another city, Ephesus. He didn't know for 3 days that the lady prophesying was not of God. He was trying to process, to discern. It took him time to know the kind of spirit. From today, you will begin to know. I said, from today, you will begin to know. That brother that I was talking about this morning, 27 years of barrenness, married, finally about to have a baby. When he was talking to me, after God answered them, he said, now I know. See, now I know. We were in church in Benin City before I got there. You know, when you see some people doing some things, you will not know why they are crazy. This man is a big man, who, and the fuel in the generator just got finished doing the service. It was the richest man in the church that ran outside to go and buy fuel. He didn't sit down. Because if Jesus can remove 27 years of barrenness, I can roll on the floor for him. And those babalawos, all those people, they know they collect small money. Oh. If you go there, if they tell you, oh yeah, speak to this calabash, it's money. Oh. You cannot enter and come out and say you are not doing it again. Yes, maybe you can say, don't mind that pastor. Now money they find. This way, if you enter this side, they'll tell you, coming from the back. You use your back and enter. They have to terrorize you. So yeah, hey, come there. Oh yeah, do like this. Three times. Hey, what is this? They are trying to demobilize you emotionally. The man said, I don't work. Say, pastor, if you know where I don't go. What did I do for him? I just prayed. Like, say, I did not even shout. Like, if God wants to mess with her, if God wants to disgrace her, and a small prayer, you're not going to even do it. 27, I saw the wife with a big tummy. A quarrel. He said, no. Say, if I did carry a load, go to the next room, lock the door. I said, she's wise. She's wise. She doesn't want anything to happen to the baby. So she's staying in a toxic environment. You get to the office. You see two of your colleagues fighting. Now sit down. Yeah, listen. Okay. Who start the fight? Who right? Who wrong? Your spirit is not compatible with some environment. You will not know some things except God give you body. No? So we're going to play that song one more time. And I want you to ask God for only one thing. The burden of prayer. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. And receive the burden of prayer. Receive the burden of prayer. Receive the burden for prayer. Right from the oldest to the youngest.